I'm going to play Ornette's famous ballad, Lonely Woman.
Saxophone player Ornette Coleman is not what New York City public school teachers are used to hearing in their classrooms. 14 teachers in an elegant conference room overlooking 42nd Street lean back in their chairs and listen. They're taking a one-week course studying the jazz, poetry, and art created by prominent African Americans on the Lower East Side in the 1950s and 60s. Adam Schatz, a contributing editor at the London Review of Books, leads the seminar.
This is, a beautiful example of the cry in jazz.
Carla Cherry, a high school English teacher, thinks she gets what the piece is about.
There was a mournful music coming from the saxophone against the backdrop of this, like, sultry music, and I could hear, like, this woman almost crying out, "I'm lonely, I'm lonely."
Schatz then recalls a story about how Ornette Coleman was deeply offended by the way women lusted after jazz musicians.
I mean, Ornette was someone who, in the 60s, had actually considered getting castrated. He's a peculiar man.
Let's just say the conversation can go anywhere at the library's Coleman Institute for Teachers. It's got all the lively discussion of a graduate school seminar and none of the agony. The program's dean, Sam Swope, says teachers yearn to be treated as thinkers.
They also need this intellectual re-stimulation so they can go back into their classrooms fired up and wanting to give their students the same experience that they're having here.
3 week-long courses are held each summer, taught by a select group of writers and academics in residence at the library's Coleman Center. Previous topics have ranged from Macbeth to the adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Priority is given to the city's public middle and high school teachers.
He says it in the conversation on page 147 that an artist is an observer. I'm a poet. What am I supposed to
do? The teachers in the Black Bohemia class also studied the early poems of Leroy Jones before he changed his name to Amiri Baraka. He was a young man living in Greenwich Village when poets and jazz musicians had a creative dialogue. But his essay about visiting Cuba in 1959 shaped his transformation from a downtown beat poet into a radical.
And, you know, he's being called on to reflect on his role, I think, as an artist, as just sort of saying, as an American, as an observer.
His point of situation when telling him art cannot be a political, art has to be political.
Alex Baharis teaches history at the Multicultural High School in East New York. He thinks his low-income students will enjoy reading about Baraka's trip to Cuba.
In his younger years, Baraka is looking for purpose. A lot of my kids are still looking for purpose.
Baharis was a Marine before he started teaching 9 years ago and says he's always looking for new seminars to inform his work. Amber Joseph, who's in her fourth year at East Side Community School, says she wanted to learn about Black Bohemians because of her school's location.
The majority of our students come from the Lower East Side, so I thought it would be really exciting to take this class and expose myself to people that have, you know, lived around the corner.
Joseph and the other teachers thought poetry and music could help teenagers engage with a period of New York history. And at a time when teachers and kids are now feeling so much pressure from standardized tests, English teacher Aisha Haynes says it's energizing to spend a week learning about Black artists and intellectuals.
Sometimes you need to be reminded why you started. And this was the reason that I started. It can be fun and refreshing to students.
2 more courses for teachers are being held at the library this summer on creative writing and writing about food. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.